الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. 28 phrases of kufr, unbelief. Excellence of salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, O people, without doubt, the one to attain salvation instantly on the day of judgment from its horrors and accountability will be the one amongst you who will have recited salat abundantly upon me in the world. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sometimes, in situations of poverty, illness, worries or bereavement, due to shock or high emotions, na'udhu billah, some people even utter words of kufr. To object to Allah Azza wa Jalla, to believe or say that He Azza wa Jalla is cruel, needy, dependent or helpless, all these are clear kufr. Remember, without any shari compulsion and whilst fully conscious and aware, the one who utters a word of clear kufr, the one who despite understanding the meaning agrees to it, in fact even the one who nods his head in agreement, will become an unbeliever. His nikah, his marriage, will become invalid. His bare spiritual bond will finish, and all of his lifelong virtuous deeds will be destroyed. If he had performed Hajj, it will become invalid, and having renewed his iman, i.e. after becoming a Muslim once again, if he possesses the means to do Hajj, i.e. if the conditions are met, then to perform Hajj again will be farz for him. Examples of words of kufr uttered at the time of difficulties. Number one, to say as an objection, that person can do whatever he wants with people, he has been given full freedom from Allah. Number two, to say the following as an objection, if we ever commit anything, even little, to so and so, Allah seizes us immediately. Number three, Allah has always supported my enemies. Number four, we have always left everything up to Allah, but nothing ever happens. Number five, until today, Allah has not made my destiny good in the least. Number six, perhaps Allah has nothing for me in His treasury. My worldly desires were never fulfilled. None of my supplication, dua, was accepted in the whole life. Whomsoever I loved went far. All my dreams have been shattered. All my wishes have been crushed. Now you tell me, how can I have faith in Allah? Number seven, He is getting on my nerves. But the strange thing is that Allah is also with such people. Number eight, when struck with calamities, whoever said, O Allah, you have taken all my wealth, you have taken this and that, what will you do now? Or now, what do you want? Or now, what is left? These statements are kufr. Number nine, whoever says, if despite my illness and the hardship of my son, Allah torments me, then He has oppressed me, has uttered kufr. Number 10. Allah has always supported bad people. Number 11. Allah has given the helpless people even more worries. Examples of words of kufr uttered due to poverty. Number 12. Whoever says, O Allah,
Give me sustenance and don't oppress me by putting me into poverty, has uttered kufr. Number 13. In order to settle debt and reduce poverty, or to accumulate wealth, when seeking employment with unbelievers, when filling out a visa form or on an application form to avoid paying certain fees, some people write or have someone else write for them that they are an individual of the Christian, Jewish, Qadiani, or any other unbelieving or apostate community. The ruling of kufr applies to such people. Number 14. When asking someone for financial help, the one who says or writes that if you don't help me, I will become Qadiani or Christian, will immediately become an unbeliever. Even if someone says, after 100 years, I will become an unbeliever, he will become an unbeliever straight away. Number 15. If someone advises another person to become an unbeliever, then whether or not that person becomes unbeliever, the ruling of kufr applies who gave such advice. Furthermore, if someone uttered kufr, then the ruling of kufr will also apply to the one who is pleased with that kufr, because being pleased with kufr is also kufr. Number 16. If Allah had really existed, He would have helped the poor and supported those in debt. Examples of kufr in the form of objections. Number 17. When Allah has not given me anything in this world, I don't know why He has created me then. This statement is kufr. Number 18. If a destitute looks at his destitution and says, O Allah, so and so is your servant too. You have given him so many blessings. And on the other hand, it is me. I am also your servant, but you made me suffer so much pain and difficulty. So what kind of justice is this? Number 19. It is said, Allah is with those who are patient. I say that all this is nonsense. Number 20. The people whom I love always face the problems, but those who are my enemies, Allah makes them prosper. Number 21. The unbelievers and the wealthy enjoy luxuries, and the poor and the needy face calamities. The entire system of Allah's house is unfair. Number 22. If someone objects to Allah due to illness, unemployment, poverty, or any other misfortune by saying, O my Rabb, even though I have not committed any sins, why do you oppress me? He is an unbeliever. Examples of kufr uttered on occasions of death. Number 23. Someone died, and upon this, someone else said, Allah should not have done this. Number 24. Someone's son died and he said, Allah must have needed him. This statement is kufr, because the one saying it is implying that Allah Azza wa Jalla is needy. Number 25. Upon the death of some person, it is commonly said, I wonder what Allah needed him for that he called him so soon. Or people say, Allah also needs pious people, therefore He makes them die early. Upon hearing this, people usually show approval, or they nod their head in agreement, despite understanding the meaning of these phrases. The ruling of kufr applies to them all. Number 26. Upon the death of some person, it is said, O Allah, do you not even feel pity for his young children? Number 27. Upon the death of some young person, it is said, O Allah, at least you should have had mercy on his youth age. If you had to take someone, you should have taken such and such old man or old woman. Number 28. O Allah, what did you need him for that you called him back so early? Method of Tajdeedul Iman, i.e. becoming Muslim again. Repentance from kufr will only be acceptable when the individual considers that kufr to be kufr and feels hatred and displeasure for that kufr in his heart. The kufr that was committed should also be mentioned in his repentance. For example, if someone wrote on a visa form that he is a Christian, he should say the following: O Allah Azza wa Jalla, I repent of the kufr of declaring myself as a Christian on the visa form. After repenting, recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, that there is none worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jalla. Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this way, not only the repentance from that particular kufr will be done, but tajdeed ul-iman, i.e. the act of becoming a Muslim again, will also be done. Mu'az Allah Azza wa Jalla, if someone has uttered several words of kufr and he doesn't remember what things he has said, he should say the following: O Allah Azza wa Jalla, whichever words of kufr I have uttered, I repent from them all, and then recite the kalima. In the case of knowing the translation of the kalima, there is no need to mention the translation by tongue. If someone doesn't know whether what he has uttered was kufr or not, but he still wants to repent as a caution, then he should say the following: O Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I have ever committed any kufr, then I repent of it. After saying this, he should recite kalima. Every day, in fact from time to time, everyone should keep repenting as a caution. Method of Tajdeed Un-Nikah. The meaning of Tajdeed Un-Nikah is to perform a new nikah, a marriage, with a new mahr, monetary dowry. It is not necessary to gather people together for this. Nikah is the name of ijab, i.e. offer, and qabool, acceptance, in a contract of marriage. At the time of the nikah, at least two Muslim men or one Muslim man and two Muslim women must be present as witnesses. The sermon, khutbah, of nikah is not compulsory for the marriage. Rather, it is mustahab, recommended. If someone does not remember this sermon, then Surah Al-Fatiha should be recited after reciting the following: A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. It is wajib, necessary, to give at least 10 dirhams, i.e. 2 tola and 7.5 masha of silver, equivalent to 30.618 grams of silver, or a sum of money equivalent to this as dowry. For example, you have made the intention of paying 786 Pakistani rupees as debt of dowry. However, when setting the amount of dowry, one must ensure that the value of the above mentioned amount of silver is not greater than 786 Pakistani rupees. Then, in the presence of the witnesses, as mentioned prior, you will carry out ijab, i.e. you will say to the woman, I performed nikah with you in exchange of the dowry of 786 Pakistani rupees. The woman should then say, I have accepted. Nikah has been established. It is not necessary for ijab and qabool to be carried out 3 times. But if this is done thrice, it is even better. It is also permissible for the woman to recite the khutbah or surah al-fatiha and then carry out ijab, to which the man would reply, I have accepted. and the nikah would establish. After the nikah, if the woman wants to, she can waive the dowry, but the man should not ask the woman for same without a shari need. Madani pearl. In those cases in which nikah gets invalid, for example, due to uttering sari, i.e. categorical kufr, and therefore becoming an apostate, then the dowry is wajib in tajdeed on nikah. However, it is not required in precautionary tajdeed on nikah. Caution. If someone did nikah after becoming an apostate, but before repenting and performing tajdeedul iman, then that nikah is invalid. Method of nikah fuduli. This is when someone carries out ijab with the man on behalf of the woman in the presence of the witnesses mentioned prior. Even if she herself is not even aware, by saying, for example, I am performing the nikah of so and so daughter, of so and so son, of so and so, with you in exchange of the dowry as debt of 786 Pakistani rupees. And then the man says, I have accepted. The nikah fuduli has now taken place. Then the woman is notified, or the groom himself informs her, and she accepts. Now the nikah has taken place. The man can also carry out ijab. Nikah fuduli is permissible in Hanafi doctrine, but it is khilaful awla, i.e. not preferable. And according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's and Hanbali's doctrines, it is invalid.
Glimpses into the torments of hellfire. Someone who has committed kufr, ma'azallah azza wa jalla, should immediately repent, instead of getting caught up in arguments. Ma'azallah azza wa jalla, whoever dies on kufr will remain in the hellfire forever and ever, even if he has apparently been a pious worshipper, one who offers salah of tahajjud and is a devout individual in the world. By Allah azza wa jalla, no one can bear the punishment of the hellfire. The angels will beat those who die a death of kufr with such heavy iron hammers that if one such hammer was to be placed on the earth, all humans and all jinns would not be able to lift it up jointly. There will be scorpions equal to the size of the neck of a bukhti camel, a type of camel which is larger than all other camels. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows how big the snakes will be, which if bite someone, the irritation and the pain and the discomfort caused by that bite will last for 40 years. Hot water will be poured over the head. The pus oozing from the bodies of the people of the hellfire will be made to drink. Thorny cactuses will be given to them to eat, which will be such that if one drop from it comes into this world, then from its burning and foul smell, the means of living of all of the people of the world would be destroyed. It will get stuck in the throat. They will ask for water to help swallow it, but they will only be given boiling water similar to the precipitate of an oil, which when brought close to the mouth, the skin of the face will melt and fall into it, and will cause the intestines to disintegrate as soon as it reaches the stomach. And these will then excrete towards the feet like soup. Invocation for safeguarding the Iman, the Islamic faith. Bismillahi ala deeni, bismillahi ala nafsi, wa wuldi wa ahli wa mali. By reading this invocation 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the evening,
your religion and iman, life, wealth and children will all remain protected from the middle of the night to the glimmering of the first ray of the sun is called morning, and from the beginning time of Zuhr until sunset is called evening. Note, 28 examples of kufr have been mentioned briefly in this booklet. To gain further knowledge about countless words of kufr, study the 692 page book published by Maktabatul Madina entitled Kufriya Kalimat ke bare mein Sawal Jawab.